بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كالذين من قبلكم كانوا أشد منكم قوة وأكثر أموالا وأولادا فاستمتعوا بخلاقهم فاستمتعتم بخلاقكم كما استمتع الذين من قبلكم بخلاقهم وخضتم كالذي خاضوا أولئك حبطت أعمالهم في الدنيا والآخرة وأولئك هم الخاسرون.
Verse number 69. O hypocrites! In your disbelief and mockery you are like the communities of disbelievers before you. They were greater than you in strength, and had more wealth and children, and they enjoyed their allotted share of their luxuries and pleasures of this world. You, O hypocrites, also enjoyed your allotted share of the world, just as the communities of the past did. You indulged in denying the truth and insulting the messenger, just as they did. Those who have these shameful qualities will have their actions reduced to nothing by Allah due to their disbelief. They are losers, whose own souls have brought them to the point of destruction.
أَلَمْ يَأْتِهِمْ نَبَأُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ قَوْمِ نُوحٍ وَعَادٍ وَثَمُودَ وَقَوْمِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَأَصْحَابِ مَدْيَنَ وَالْمُؤْتَفِكَاتِ أَتَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ.
Verse number 70. Have the hypocrites not heard of the previous disbelieving communities did, and what their end was? The news of the people of Nuh, Hud, Saleh, Ibrahim, the inhabitants of Madian, and the towns of the nation of Lut, their messengers came to them with a clear proof and evidence. Allah was not unjust in punishing them, as their messengers had warned them. But they were unjust to themselves because of the disbelief in Allah and rejection of His messengers.
والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر ويقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة ويطيعون الله ورسوله أولئك سيرحمهم الله إن الله عزيز حكيم.
Verse number 71. The believers, men and women, are helpers to one another because of the faith that unites them. They command good, which is everything loved by Allah, represented by the various forms of obedience, such as accepting His oneness and the ritual prayer, and they prohibit evil, which is everything hated by Allah, and include sins such as disbelief and dealing in usury in financial transactions. They perform the ritual in a complete manner, and they obey Allah and His Messenger. People with these praiseworthy qualities will receive Allah's mercy. Allah is mighty, and nothing can overcome Him. He is wise in His creating, handling of matters, and establishment of laws.
وعد الله المؤمنين والمؤمنات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن ورضوان من الله أكبر ذلك هو الفوز العظيم.
Verse number 72. Allah has promised those men and women who have faith in Him that He will enter them on the Day of Judgment into gardens with rivers flowing beneath their palaces. They will live there eternally. In these gardens, they will not die and their delight will never end. Yet, the pleasure that Allah will give to them will be greater than all of that. This reward is the great success which no other success can equal. Beneficial points. 1. Hypocrisy is a deep-rooted chronic illness in human beings. Those suffering from this illness in every age resemble each other in their commanding of evil and prohibition of good, and their failure to spend in Allah's path on those things that they are required to spend on. 2. The final repayment by Allah matches the action performed by the servant. The person who fails to obey Allah's instructions and commits his prohibitions is left out of Allah's mercy. 3. The reason for the punishment of disbelievers and hypocrites is the same in all eras. Their preferring and enjoying the pleasures of this world over the afterlife, and their rejection of, plotting against and being treacherous towards the prophets. 4. In the destruction of communities and nations of the past, because of their disbelief and rejection of the prophets, is a lesson and warning for those intelligent people who take lessons. 5. Punishment from Allah only happens because of a sin committed by a person. 6. The people of faith, men and women, are one united nation who cooperate and support each other. Their hearts are united and filled with mutual love and compassion. 7. The pleasure of the Lord of the earth and the heavens is greater than the luxuries of paradise, because spiritual happiness is superior to physical happiness.
Ya ayyuha an-nabiy jahidil kuffara wal munafiqina waghluz 'alayhim wa ma'wahum jahannam wa bi'sal maseer.
Verse number 73. O Messenger, strive against the disbelievers by fighting against them with the sword, and strive against the hypocrites with well-expressed arguments. Be hard with both groups, because that is what they deserve. Their resting place on the Day of Judgment will be hell. What an evil place they will end up in.
يحلفون بالله ما قالوا ولقد قالوا كلمة الكفر وكفروا بعد إسلامهم وهموا بما لم ينالوا وما نقموا إلا أن أغناهم الله ورسوله من فضله فَإِنْ يَتُوبُوا يَكُ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ وَإِنْ يَتَوَلَّوْا يُعَذِّبَهُمُ اللَّهُ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَمَا لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ.
Verse number 74. The hypocrites swear a false oath by Allah that they did not say the words of insults about you and your religion that have reached you, but they did say those things which showed them to be disbelievers after they had announced that they have faith. They had intended to assassinate the Prophet, peace be upon him, but they were unsuccessful. They only disliked something that they should not have been disliked. That Allah had graciously favored the Prophet and the believers by blessing them with the gains of war. If they turn to Allah and repent from their hypocrisy, their repentance will be better for them than remaining in their hypocrisy. Yet, if they do not repent to Allah, He will punish them with a painful punishment in this world, by having them killed or taken prisoners, and he will also punish them in the afterlife in the fire of hell, and they will not have anyone to save them from the punishment.
وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ عَاهَدَ اللَّهَ لَئِنْ آتَانَا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ لَنَصَّدَّقَنَّ وَلَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ
Verse number 75. Some of the hypocrites have made a promise with Allah, saying, If Allah gives us from His bounty, we will certainly give charity to the poor, and we will be of the righteous ones whose actions are good.
فَلَمَّا آتَاهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ بَخِلُوا بِهِ وَتَوَلَّوْا وَهُمْ
Verse number 76. When Allah, may He be glorified, gave them from His bounty, they did not fulfill the promise they made with Him. Instead, they became miserly and did not give any charity, and they turned away from accepting the faith with hatred.
فَأَعْقَبَهُمْ نِفَاقًا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ يَلْقَوْنَهُ بِمَا أَخْلَفُوا اللَّهَ مَا وَعَدُوهُ وَبِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ
Verse number 77. Allah therefore firmly established hypocrisy in their hearts until the day of judgment, as a punishment for their breaking their promise with Allah and for their lying.
أَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ سِرَّهُمْ وَنَجْوَاهُمْ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ
Verse number 78. Do the hypocrites not know that Allah knows the plots they kept secret in their meetings, and that Allah, may He be glorified, is the knower of all ghaib things? No action of theirs is hidden from Him, and He will repay them for that.
الَّذِينَ يَلْمِزُونَ الْمُطَّوِّعِينَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهْدَهُمْ فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ
Verse number 79. Those who find fault with the believers who voluntarily give a little charity, who only find a little that they are able to give, and they poke fun at them, saying, Of what use is their charity? Allah mocks them in return for their mocking the believers, and they will receive a painful punishment. Beneficial points. 1. It is an obligation to strive against the disbelievers and hypocrites. Striving against the disbelievers physically, with all available means of warfare, and striving against the hypocrites with well-formed arguments. 2. The hypocrites are the worst people, because they are treacherous, and they return good treatment with evil. 3. The verses indicate that the breaking of a pledge or promise creates hypocrisy. It is therefore necessary that Muslims try their best to honor such agreements. 4. The verses praise having a strong body and good work, which can take the place of wealth. This is an important principle when considering public wealth and honoring the status of the laborer.